He starred in more than 170 films and an unparalleled almost 50-year career in the movies. There are even multiple theories about his now-famous walk. Some say it was because he broke his leg before he hit it big. Others say it was something he developed over time just for film. Another theory, my personal favorite, is because he had unusually small feet for his size. But one thing's for sure, it's the one thing he's most famous for. Well, that and being tough as nails. And really, you have to be as tough as nails to be as known for your nickname as you are for your real name. Your real name, as it turns out, isn't your real name. He was born in Iowa as Marion Morrison. Marion Morrison. That's a name that reminds me of a kid who has allergies. A kid whose mom still cuts his meat for him, even when he's old enough to drive. But we know him as the man from the West, via Hollywood. We know him as the Duke, John Wayne. Thanks to famous references to toilet paper, even younger men that don't know his work, his image, his reputation, they know his name. For more than one generation, he was the symbol, the model of masculinity. And taking it one step further, I think this will give you a glimpse into how much larger than life this man really was. He's famous for saying, and I quote here, "I'm the stuff men are made of." What a statement. I can remember watching him on the large TV at my grandparents' house, the big TV that looked like a piece of furniture that sat on the floor in their living room. My grandmother in her chair, my grandfather in his, and me on the floor sitting Indian style, an ironic posture for sure to watch a Western. And John Wayne, well, he sauntered into a log cabin or log house, I couldn't tell which, but I knew it was on the frontier somewhere. And he took off his cap when he passed under the doorframe. Even today, when I take off my hat, I feel like I should do it like John Wayne did. And I know I'm not the only one. The image of the cowboy, the rough rider, a man that sleeps under the stars, gets the girl, and can handle his whiskey when he doesn't, it's seared into all of our psyches. Being a man really means being John Wayne in all his glory. It's an image that a lot of us have been chasing our entire lives. We've been chasing it because we believe we should. But what if we're wrong? What if the thing we think we want isn't actually what we need at all? What if John Wayne and his famous walk, they're the wrong target? What if John Wayne isn't it? But if he's not, what is? Could we as men rewrite the script? I think so. Something we have to ask is, what got us here? Why John Wayne in the first place? Who made John Wayne it? As fascinating as his career is, what's more fascinating is that it was built on the adoration and money of the masses. But to answer these big questions, we have to ask an even bigger question. What about the generations of men that automatically give him respect? Why did making John Wayne it work? I think there's a few reasons. The first is, maybe it's because he was unapologetically John Wayne. No matter the film, no matter the interview, you knew what you were getting. In a lot of ways, the leading men who came after him were measured against him. For instance, Robert Duvall, 88% John Wayne. Val Kilmer, 33% John Wayne. Sean Connery, well, you decide. When you watch him act, you know what he's thinking. I'm freaking John Wayne. He never forgets who John Wayne is. In every movie, he plays John Wayne. John freaking Wayne. So many of us spend so much time not only apologizing for our mistakes, but also apologizing for the things we do right. We spend our lives on our heels, but not John Wayne. He spent his life on his toes. He knew who he was, and so did the rest of the room. Deep down, I want that kind of life too. I want to stop apologizing for the things I stand for. Really, I want some grit. Also, John Wayne does the kinds of things men do, at least what we've been told they do. Shoot guns, ride horses, saves the girl. I want to believe I can do these things. John Wayne makes me want to do them even more. The way it's romanticized, films. Who wouldn't want to be adored for these things? It goes deeper than that for me, maybe for you too. I traded my bottle for a cap gun as a kid. It's ingrained in me. The inner spirit of a warrior who shows what he wants and is willing to bear any sort of lack of comfort to get there. Standing up to the bully. Maybe that's it. Anyone who's ever been on the receiving end of another man's embarrassment knows the deep ache that it creates. never wanting to be in that place again. That's what we want. We want to be John Wayne. John Wayne eats bullies for breakfast and he has someone else pick up the tab. John Wayne, he's also American. Here's a question, who's more American than John Wayne? In 1980, he was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. President Carter said about Wayne at the time that he was an example of, and I quote, the enduring American values of individualism, relentless bravery, and perseverance in pursuit of what's right. That's a big list, but there's a twist to it. John Wayne made me believe that he was these things because he was American. It was as if he had cornered the market, won the lottery for being born in the United States. There was simply no way anyone else in the world had these characteristics. Because of John Wayne, there was none left to go around. He was a patriot. In a lot of ways, I am too. Lastly, the things that sticks with me most about John Wayne, he was always in control, always. Again, quoting the Duke himself, a man deserves a second chance, John Wayne says, but keep an eye on him. It's one thing to have the room know you're there. It's another thing to have that room under your command. Even when John Wayne lost control, he appeared to be in control. What does a man desire more than to be in control? We seem to constantly totter from one extreme to the other, or maybe it's just me. But the fact of the matter is, we want to have way more control than we can actually obtain. But the Duke, it seems like he got there, that magic place of control. And when he got there, he built a house. He never left. But maybe we've been handed only part of the script. I think it's time we learn to say that we're sorry when necessary. The truth is, we aren't John Wayne. It takes a real backbone to admit when you're wrong, when you've done something wrong. We need to be confident in who we are. We need to know who we are. And in my experience, knowing who I am has made me much quicker to admit that I've misstepped, fouled up, or been the man that I used to be, even if just for a minute or two. I've even learned to say I'm sorry to my kids. Not very John Wayne of me. Having the ability to say we're sorry helps others follow our lead. I'm much more willing to follow a man who realizes when he's made a mistake. How about you? Too many of us have dug in our heels, and we're sacrificing relationships we could have with the most important people around us. I also think it's time we expand the list of what a man does. Maybe it's time for mastery to replace macho. God's built different things into all of us. I can't tell you how many times I've had this experience lately. I get to know a man, and then after a while, discover that he spent the better part of his life figuring out just one thing, and he's really good at it. There isn't a set list of things that qualify as manly. You being a man means knowing what God has given you that excites you enough to spend the hours necessary to master it. For some, this means shooting guns on a regular basis. For others, though, it doesn't. See, you bring masculinity to what you do. You don't go there looking for it. I think it's time for the God we serve to supersede the country we live in. Now, hear me out on this one. I'm the son of a veteran. I'm beyond grateful for the United States of America. But it doesn't hold the top spot on my loyalty list. Nations rise and fall. God, that guy's forever. Men of all races, ethnic backgrounds can be men, should be men. Your skin color or the sound of your national anthem, it doesn't define how masculine you are. The one that made you does. Sure, take pride in your country, but save the spot of ultimate authority for God. After all, he's the ultimate commander in chief. The ideals of wherever we live should be measured against the standards God has clearly laid out for us in the Bible. Our countries will get our respect. But our God, he's the one that should receive our worship. I think it's time to release control and gain the power only mutual respect can provide. To live with others in such a way that love and respect aren't demanded, they're simply freely given. To earn the right to speak into others' lives, into situations, because we've treated them well. To stand up for others. To remind the world that there are good men left and we're fighting for the afflicted, those who have been neglected or abused. I know we need to learn to control ourselves better. I'm on that journey myself. But when we attempt to control others for our own gain, we've traded sides. It's a much harder road to be in a relationship with others long term and still have their respect. To be in control of ourselves and gain influence over others. Most of us are much more capable than we give ourselves credit for. It's the motivation we actually lack. So here's the question we end with today. Why do the hard work? Why not just be John Wayne? Even faking John Wayne seems easier than the things we've talked about today. Well, for one, it's good for us. But it doesn't end there. It's good for others also. Because the fact of the matter is, there are truckies out there, and they're depending on us.